What's going on, brothers? It's Lyman Taylor with the name. Got another video for you. It's written title, Reship Apocalypse. Here goes. So, it's been a long time coming. The relationship apocalypse is in our midst. And these DNA dumpsters, these walking trash cans, have no one to blame for this but themselves. Because you gotta remember, brothers, they're the ones who turn relationships into relationships. You see, they telegraph their punches. They don't know a damn thing about discretion. And they have basically have been telling you that the only reason why they even pursue relationships and dating today is for free food and money. That's why the prevailing dating strategy among women today is extortion. How much money can I get out of him? How much money can I get for doing little to nothing? Now, before all this took place, there were a few old men a couple of years ago who used to joke about relationships. They would say that relationships consist of only two things, crying and blowjobs. Now, it was funny at the time, but if you fast forward to today, that joke hits very close to home because enough young men today realize that relationships today fail the cost-benefit analysis. They don't get very much benefit out of relationships. The only ones who stand to gain from relationships today are these 304s, these trollops, and these DNA dumpsters. And a lot of them, they're insatiable. Even though they gain something from relationships, they get free food and money from relationships, they're not happy. They're still trying to get more out of men. And young men have just said, you know what, the hell with this. And I believe a lot of them, a sizable portion of them, are starting to get the point that their survival comes first. Especially with these supply chain issues and its lack of bread, and in some regions there's a lack of water. So relationships are becoming a thing of the past. And by the look of things, the damage is irreversible, because if you look at these trolls, these 304s, and even the spinsters today, they're asking for open relationships and open marriages. Now that right there is actually disgusting, because when you look at the fact that STD rates have hit the stratosphere and they're soaring, why the fuck would you want an open relationship and open marriage? That basically triples your risk of contracting an STD. But we live in a phylogenetic society, a gynocentric society, where male sexuality is demonized, but female sexuality is glamorized and uplifted 24/7, 7 days a week, to the point where these trops today are basically just walking vaginas. And they're happy to be that, because if you disagree with it, then you're an istism-phobe. You're insecure. And that's the narrative that they've been promoting. If a 304 or one of these DNA dumpsters ask you for open marriage or open relationship and you say no, that means you're insecure. Well, young men have said, well, fuck it. You can rot by yourself. Buy a dog and die alone. And here we are. This is the end of relationships. I know there are still some trad cooks. I know there are still some old fools among us who still want young men to keep pursuing sex, keep pursuing relationships, because they're trying to create more food for these 304s, these trollops, and some of them are trying to get their daughters to find one. But by the look of things, you're not going to have any grandkids. I mean, it's sad, but we understand where this comes from. We understand how we got here. You see, men's roles didn't change in civilization. Our roles didn't change. The trollop, she has changed. Her roles have changed to the point where she can literally come to you and tell you to your face that she's conditionally feminine. What the fuck does that mean? Conditionally feminine. You see, these are the games that they play. And enough young men have gotten tired of this shit. They got tired of all of the goalposts moving. They got tired of all of these hog shit narratives being promoted. So much so that they can come to you and tell you that they're conditionally feminine. So you're feminine whenever you feel like it. Or this new shit they are doing right now where they know that they're lying. They know that they're perpetrating a fraud, but they can come to you and say, technically, I didn't lie. Those are alternative facts. Alternative facts? You're still lying your ass off. You're lying about your weight. You're lying about your financial situation. You're lying about your body count. You see, this is chaos. That's what the fuck this is. This is nothing but chaos. And most men don't like chaos. They don't like volatility. They don't like volatility. They don't like this shit. Chaos puts a shock to the system. But to these trolls, these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, chaos is fun. It's exciting. That's why they have all this nasty-ass sex with 12-gauge Mike, Pookie and Ray Ray, Chad, and then they shout their kids. They have kids and then come to you and demand that you raise them. If that is what relationships are today, then perhaps relationships deserve to die. Fuck it. Close your wallet. Walk away from the table, brothers. That's a message to you. Relationships are dead because these trolls saw to it to be that way. They turn relationships to relationships. You have nothing to gain today from pursuing relationships with these trollops. And these dating coaches, they know that too. That's why I'm getting increasingly frustrated with these trolls and their demands, because all of them are starting to sound the same. Have you noticed that? They're all starting to sound the same. They went from saying that a regular guy who has a stable income is fine to saying that six figures is average. And then pretty soon they're going to be saying, if you're not a billionaire, you're fucking broke. The jokes write themselves. That's why I'm telling you, brothers, to close your wallet and continue to walk away from the fucking table. At this point, there is no fucking table. The table's firewood. And if these DNA dumpsters walking trash cans try to tell you to man up, you man out. Fuck it. Give them nothing. It is what it is. This is Lionel McTow. So, God, brothers, if you like the video, like, share, and a commentary, feel free to subscribe. If you're new to my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right-hand side of the screen, and the Jesus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren, you know the drill. You know what's going on with SYSPM, S4, these DNA dumpsters, these walking trash cans, and those who admit that they are only dating to get free food and money out of men, give them nothing. This has been McTow PSA. Welcome to State. See you soon.